Gary Jorgensen of Lake Accounting. If you are self-employed or own rental property and paid any non-corporate business greater than $599 for goods or services, you are required to issue a 1099 MISC no later than January 31st. You must file Form 1096 and 1099 MISC with the IRS no later than January 31st to avoid a penalty. Please call Lake Accounting to assist you in filing these forms and to avoid IRS penalties. Call 482-2370. Lake Accounting is located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
The deals keep getting better and better in 2017 at your party headquarters of the Copper Country, Bucko's Party Store of Calumet. Keep warm all winter long with Keweenaw Alpaca gear sold exclusively at Bucko's. All 12-ounce six-packs of canned beer are on sale all month. All 2-liter products are only 2 for $3. All Pepsi 12-pack products are 2 for $9. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for only $5. All sales do not include taxes and deposit. At Bucko's Party Store, where the party starts.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. So this weekend coming up, Coach, is big against Alabama Huntsville. The Chargers we beat on Friday night when we played them up here, then ended up tying and winning in a 3-on-3 part of the overtime there. But Coach Corbett, he's done a good job with this program, and they play us. They seem to play us really tough every
time. Well, they do. They're a hard-working team. I think first and foremost, Mike was at the Air Force for a lot of years with the Frank Serratore out there in Air Force. We played them when I was at Michigan, the NCAA tournament. They worked, and they beat us the 1 year. They just worked so hard, and they have that type of a kid and that mentality at the Air Force, and Mike's brought that to Alabama Huntsville with him. I mean, just that work ethic. First and foremost is we're not going to get outworked by anyone, anywhere, and I think that's the message that he's created there, and he's continued to get some pretty good players and some recruits, and they've always got strong goaltending.
As I mentioned, that the goaltending is always tough.
And their goals for and against, I mean, they're getting better, and they play a tough schedule. They're a little like us. Their non-conference schedule's tough, and they play a lot of games on the road, so it's not the easiest place to go into, but we've got to find a way to get it done on Friday night, and you know, we've played them, so we understand the mentality, and we've got to make sure that we matched them and pass them in the work ethic.
They are led by Josh Kessler and Max McHugh. Seems like he's been there forever, and he's only a junior.
Yeah, and he's a good player. They're both good players. They got good numbers. They probably have better numbers than anybody on our team.
Yeah, 8 goals and 8 assists for McHugh right now. Yep. 7-12 for Kessler, and Cam Knight is there with 3 goals, but he got a bunch of assists for 16 points.
So. Yeah, no, they've got a good team, and like I said, they're in the playoff hunt, and they're going to be. They are playing for their playoff lives. I mean, they've got their backs against the wall, and we're going to get their best effort. So we have to understand that, and we have to understand, you know, we've handled it pretty well. We're the team with the X on the back and have been the last couple of years. You know, we always used to be the guy chasing and the underdog, and that switched when we get into conference play, and we have to understand that. We're going to get everybody's best effort every night, and we've got to make sure we're ready to play.
And I wanted to get your quick thoughts on a pretty big series over the weekend, Duluth sweeping North Dakota.
Not surprised. Duluth's got a good team. We saw that early, and coulda, shoulda, woulda, all that good stuff. But they're a good hockey team, and they've continued to improve, and they lead that league. And but it's good to play those teams. You know, you're playing Western Michigan, which is also a good team, and right up there in the pairwise. And it's good to play those teams. I think it really helps you in the long run.
And they swept Colorado College over the weekend.
They did. Western. And and Western's rolling pretty good. Beat Denver, I think, a couple weeks ago. So, we've had a good non-conference schedule. So I think it only makes you, toughens you up a little bit, makes you understand how you need to play, especially going forward. You know, you have to have one team to maybe play in our league, and then you have to have another team that can go outside the league and play too. So, but it's good. It's good to see those teams do well.
You mentioned in your pregame conversation with us on Saturday, Coach, that going forward now, there are less power plays out there. What do you mean by that? Do the players know that every penalty they take is highlighted and they don't want to be that guy?
I think that's it. The importance of the games. You can't be playing undisciplined hockey this time of year, I mean, and going to the penalty box. You have to make sure you reel it in and control your emotions. You know, a lot of coaches want you to play on the edge, but they don't want you to cross the line. And sometimes that's hard to do. So we've got to make sure that we're one of those teams that we can play with that emotion and play with that energy, but there's a line we don't cross. And we've got to understand that and take less penalties. We're a much more effective team when we don't take penalties. And I would think most teams would say the same thing, but maybe there's an odd team that wants to get in a penalty-filled game for whatever reason. But we're not one of them. And I thought the referees this job, let me give them a shout-out. And, you know, they take some shots once in a while, but I thought they did a real good job. You know, there's some flow to the game, and that was the difference maybe between this week and last week. Two teams are playing hard. They let some stuff go, too. They let some stuff go. I mean, it was a man's game both nights. But that's okay. I'm fine with that as long as it's not a scoring opportunity or something vicious, you know, some of that stuff, you know, it has no bearing on the game. And I thought they did an excellent job this weekend. So kudos to the referee. And the one hit, you know, Carter coming across and their player. I mean, it's you know, he stays in the game. And I you know, anyway, I could go back and forth with that. He keeps his hands down and everything. He doesn't leave his feet, but it's just those are tough hits. You wouldn't want one of your players getting probably hit like that either.
Coach, we've seen Gavin Gould really thrive in some games, and some matchups maybe don't fit him, Bell. What best?
Yeah, you want to give him a call for me and tell him that? I'm going to tell him you said that today. So, yeah, I know the consistency. Is that what you're...
Well, I'm just wondering, maybe different matchups don't work well with him or...
Well, yeah, maybe, but he's got, you know, he's not a freshman anymore. He understands that. Like, I thought he had a good game at Notre Dame playing against a good team.
Really did.
Yeah, and you've got to bring that. So once you show the staff and the team that you can play a certain way, you've got to try to play that way all the time. And that's a consistency, and that's the, I guess you get, if you get complacent, I mean, that's a bad word. You don't want to be complacent at all. So that's not a good word in sports or a lot of things. So, but I think he's got to make sure he's a young player. You still have to have a plan how to, you know, prepare. You have to have a routine for preparation. So, and sometimes I think some of these young guys, they just show up and they're just going to play and see how it goes. Well, that you can't do that. You've got to make sure you're dialed in. So when you get to that rink, you're ready to go to battle.
Alex Smith, another one that I know has been kind of up and down, but yep. It seemed like he had a pretty strong weekend.
Well, it was okay Friday. He wasn't moving his feet as much as we'd like him to, and it's pretty obvious when you watch the tape back. And a center, you've got to work hard. You've got to work hard, and you've got to move your feet. And he has a tendency sometimes to try to glide to places, and he's got to move his feet. But I thought Saturday is much better. Played stronger, moved his feet, made a real nice play on the goal. So once you show it, man, I want it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not when you feel like it or once in a while. It's every night.
And how about Mike Neville after that first period dominating on faceoffs out there?
Yeah,
Saturday night.
What a battle him and C.J. Franklin had. I mean, the linesman wouldn't drop the pucks between those two guys. I don't blame him. You know, you want to go in there full gear on if you're a linesman dropping the puck. But, no, that's great. And that's why Mike was matched up against C.J. C.J.'s a real good player, and I like the way he plays the game. But I thought Mike did a nice job in containing him. You know, C.J. got the one goal on the power play. But other than that, Mike did a nice job head-to-head against
him. Is there anything we can do at the NCAA level or in any level that's as up as far as getting the puck dropped sooner without having to worry about who's cheating on faceoff? I mean, I know it's becoming really annoying for the fans.
Well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I know.
And that's
know.
Part of it. And I think then the linesmen have to try to you know, for the most part, it's been okay. I haven't noticed it this weekend.
This weekend was bad.
Well, both teams were really, you know, they take pride in their faceoffs and puck possession, and I get it, and so do we. So not much is going to give. And normally the defensive player has to put his stick down first. And the whole deal was that he'd put his stick down and right away try to move it again, you know, before Neves could get it in. Sometimes the pucks weren't even getting to the ice. They were hitting a stick and moving. So it was just a little chess match between two competitive players.
Game times, 8:07, both Friday and and Saturday night from Huntsville. We'll be on the air at 7:30 both nights right here on Mix 93. Coach, safe travels down there. We'll see you down in Huntsville.
Yeah, get your tickets for that Winter Carnival, our next home series. They're going fast. It's going to be a popular ticket, a popular event. It's going to be two of our last three home games. So I know they're going well. So get your Winter Carnival tickets. It's going to be one heck of a series. But we'll see you down in Alabama, Dirk.
KMJ FM Hancock. Nuggets, Herman, Cooper Harper. This is Mix 93, WKMJ.